This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS on 104.1 FM KMOX. I get excited every time I say that. I say it at home to myself all the time. I just walk around the house just saying it.
Just say in the mirror.
Yeah, exactly. So you're lucky if you were with us yesterday, because you got to hear Sandwich Gate Live, and it's just going to be a classic DGS moment. And just to catch you up, if you got real drunk last night and you forgot, or if you weren't with us, let me just kind of set the table. So yesterday, here are the agreed upon facts. Yesterday at lunch, we didn't have anything to eat, and I hate leftovers, but for the first time ever, I said, I'm going back and I'm getting some of that Mexican from yesterday. So Wheels and Andrew and I go walking back there with our paper plates and our forks, and Wheels and I start to pull out the Mexican and put it on our plate so we can microwave it up. Then Andrew noticed, we all saw it, but Andrew took special notice of a container of sandwiches that looked delicious and fresh, and he took four of them.
In which the bag was open,
I think the lid was off. Oh, by gosh, you're going the wrong way, my friend.
You're
going
to be found
you
in contempt.
You are going the wrong way.
Agreed upon
I would ask you to shut the hell up, please.
Out of order.
I would ask you to shut your pie hole. The hole that contains pie should be shut. Uh-huh. All right. Uh-huh. Thank
pull
you.
A, pull a Judge Judy on
Thank
him, Dave.
You.
Just give him the shh, shh.
That means something different does from Southwark, Santa. Yeah. You can't pull a Judge Judy on another man. So he takes four sandwiches, by his own admission, decides maybe they're not for me, so he puts two back, okay? So we went through this whole thing yesterday, and Wheels was talking about how Charles, vice president of sales here, was in there and was taking note of it.
Yeah.
And then last night at 3 in the morning, I woke up to an email from Charles giving his side of things. And I'm like, oh, he has to be on the show tomorrow.
Yeah.
He has to be on the show. We have to start
He's
the show.
He's our star witness.
He's our star All right. witness. So this is Charles, vice president of sales at Odyssey. I have an office next to him. Allow me to be the character witness for our eyewitness.
Mm-hmm.
I've known Charles for a while now. And the two words that come to mind when I think of Charles are intelligent and meticulous.
And well-dressed.
He's a baller.
Mike, I mean, okay? If you're on the stream now, look, this is like this is average for Charles. He is like the best dressed guy in the building.
If he eyewitnessed me doing something wrong, I don't want to see him walk into the courtroom. Because people are going to believe him over me.
The jury's going to look at him and they're like,
they're going to be like, whatever this guy says, this is what happened.
Yeah.
So thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate
thanks for
it.
Having me.
So just tell me your story. Like, you walked in and just take it from there.
Yeah. So, you know, we had obviously a wonderful celebration on Monday, but we had we were fortunate to have two lunches.
Yes.
One of those lunches we gave up our sales meeting breakfast for, so we anticipated having that yesterday for lunch, but we anticipated that it would still be under lock and key when we went to go and grab it, but that wasn't the case. And, you know, the funny thing about it is that we didn't know and had no idea that Kevin had anything to do with it, because the plate he was filling was 10 pounds of leftover Mexican food.
Yeah, to be clear, I had nothing to do with it other than covering for him.
Right? So funny enough, you know, I go back, and just so we're all clear, I didn't really care because I knew the sandwiches were going to be consumed by our team. That's what they were for. Mm-hmm. But the master of ceremonies, the general sales manager, Patty, she actually wanted to commence, you know, let's eat the sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
When she got back there to the fridge, we were greeted by Kevin.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you,
man standing.
He was still back there.
A mess of rice and beans.
And lettuce. I had lettuce everywhere.
All over the place back there. Yeah. So we stepped over that to go grab the containers. And every container that Patty pulled out of the fridge, there were like four sandwiches missing. So we had been compromised. And Patty was just out of sorts. And I'm like, oh, man, yeah, that is pretty messed up.
Yeah.
There's where we were. Now, the funny thing about it, I heard this the segment a little bit later yesterday, and Kevin had mentioned that he had taken four.
Andrew did that, not me.
Someone took four of the sandwiches.
Not me.
I think it was Kevin.
I had all Mexican food.
Sure. Nicely played.
The only thing I'll say to that, though, is I started to, like, scrub my tongue. Because I had a sandwich after the fact, but if you took two of the sandwiches, Kevin in the moment when I saw him was doing this, you ever had like your happy dance when you're about to just get after it?
That's
you know?
Food, yeah.
That was Kevin back there, licking his fingers, doing his dance, and when I heard that he had sandwiches that he put back, I was like, oh my God.
You're safe from that, because I didn't touch the sandwiches.
Kevin Wheeler sandwich.
You ate an Andrew Stoll sandwich.
Troubling, but you dodged a bullet.
I did.
Kevin was the liquor, but Andrew was the stealer.
Not of any other food, just my fingers and my food. Yes.
And I will contend.
I want to know who started it, though. Like,
me.
So there was a tray sitting there.
There was a tray out when we all walked in there.
It was.
And it was open with the lid kind of ajar.
Right. Bread,
and that was that.
Bread and meat flapping in the breeze.
Right.
So that is that is what emboldened.
I own that movie.
What I thought was really funny. Really funny about it, though, is that those sandwiches were snapped, saran wrapped, vacuum sealed.
Ooh.
Not when I got to it. See, this is the key evidence that is being withheld from the court. The key evidence that is being withheld from the court is that when we got back there, the saran wrap had been removed, the bag had been exited, and the lid had been opened, and the sandwiches were available to all.
Well.
And that while that is not the typical free food area that we enjoy here at Odyssey, it was effectively the free food area yesterday using an educated guess, because that's where the leftovers from Rosalita's were. So
hey, Wheels, take a look at this.
Oh, are we muted on the line?
Yeah, sorry. I really apologize if anyone's trying to watch the stream.
We're good
right
now.
We've had extreme technical difficulties.
Yeah,
but
it's
should be back
fixed.
On track at this point.
Okay.
Sorry.
Should I do my whole Mr. Smith thing over again?
No.
They can hear it on radio, right?
Oh, yeah.
Remember radio?
Yes.
Yeah.
So the key thing to note here is that I was not the one, and this is important because this is now.
Let me help
like
you
a,
cut to
this
the
is
chase.
Like a company
Let
issue.
Let me help you cut to the chase.
I was not the breaker-inner.
Someone else broke out the sandwiches.
Yes.
I did not start the breakout. I did not see sealed sandwiches in the fridge and go,
yeah, but as we said yesterday, the window was broken, so you took the TV.
Exactly.
You didn't break the window, but you took the TV.
Here's the thing. If we're on
a
walk outside. No, it's more like this. If we're on a walk outside and you find $20 on the ground and you pick it up and put it in your pocket, no one calls you a thief. You're not a thief. You found $20.
That's because someone obviously lost that.
Yeah, it'd be like you pulling the 20 out of a wallet.
You found someone else's sandwiches in a kitchen area.
That they had placed there. Someone had placed these sandwiches there. I came
across
them.
Which you assumed was for you.
Yeah, of course. I assumed
it was for
everybody.
The private kitchen.
Yes. It is the private kitchen.
Yeah, this is not right. This is not the public
kitchen. And crucially.
It's a staging area.
And crucially. I'm going to drop my pen.
Oh, my God.
they were for me. They were for all of us.
Okay, but here's the thing we didn't explore yesterday that I realized. I rewatched the stream because I thought, oh, what a funny segment. But then watching back, I realized, another way Andrew was wrong in what he did was he went and he
That would be the first way I'm wrong.
The whole point of, like, we're all going to have lunch together is you set the sandwiches out and everyone kind of gets to pick at the same time, right?
Yeah.
But he got in there and he got his Italian sandwiches first and he closed that opportunity off from other people.
What an absurd take.
You're a sandwich blocker.
Okay, if it's an absurd take, why did you put two sandwiches back, mister?
Because I thought that was a lot of sandwiches to take.
Two is a lot. If you're having a moral...
Two is fine. Four is a lot. Two is just fine.
Now, there were four containers back there.
Yeah.
And four of the platters had been compromised. So if one was opened, me personally, the etiquette would be not to open the rest.
A new one.
That's the one I'm going to dig
right.
into.
Yeah. But,
and every one of them was compromised.
Yeah. And that's
here's,
what happened
here's
here.
Here's the mistake
yeah.
you're making, though. You have class in morals.
Gotcha.
See, this is where you're going awry.
Gotcha.
Yeah, this is Wild West.
And to be clear,
when you
I'm
see
not
three
the one
grown men walking back to the staging kitchen with a plate and a fork in their hands,
trouble.
You know something's going down.
Yeah.
Something's going down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there was somebody else, though, that was pilfering before
yeah,
we got there.
For sure.
Because if all the other ones were open, we only saw the one that was on the counter that was open.
That means there's a bigger food-crazed maniac than me in this building.
We
or
should.
Or it means that you got
check
to
the cameras.
First.
We can check the cameras.
Now with that,
we'll
David.
Get with Robert and we'll run the film
like,
back.
Yeah.
Andrew's like, don't look at the evidence.
Come now with that.
Yeah, well, I mean, we can figure it out.
We can, but that wouldn't be any fun.
Okay, did you enjoy the sandwiches, though? Were they good before anyone could get to them? Were they delicious?
I didn't really like them.
Oh, my God.
You didn't even like the sandwiches?
I actually
it's a good thing you only took two.
Is that why you brought two back, you son of a bitch?
No.
That's it.
No, because the two went back in before I ever ate the
yeah.
first two.
Yeah, he did. No, I
Are
saw
you sure?
It. I saw that, yes.
All right.
He had them on the plate, and then he put two back before he had ever left and eaten them.
So, from what platter, though? Were they the bacon clubs?
No.
No, it was the Italian
it was the
sandwiches.
One, the Italian one that was out.
Gotcha. That inexplicably okay. had pickles on them, which is like a bad choice for a...
He doesn't like pickles.
Bad choice for an Italian sandwich, put pickles on it. Ugh.
Okay, once in a while, Andrew will bring in like donuts or something from QT or Casey's, and it's very nice. But what if you brought in those donuts and someone opened them up and took a couple, and then when confronted, were like, it's for everybody. How mad would you be?
Well, I'm not bringing in a dozen donuts for me to eat myself.
So if someone got in there before you were like, hey, please enjoy, you would be fine with it, is
yes,
what you're saying.
That's what I brought them for. That's
no,
what
no,
they're
no.
here
let's
for.
Let's say that you brought them.
I don't put people on trials.
Let's say you brought them for the DGS.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you went back to the staging kitchen to steal sodas, as you do. And you
no.
And you left it there by mistake.
I was not the
mistake.
Reason they had to lock that up.
And you left it there by mistake. And someone, let's just call him Fred Bottomer, opens up the donuts and takes one. And then someone else, I don't know, Patty, takes another couple of them. And then you come back there and you're like, these were for the DGS.
I mean, I would think that, but I also would rationalize the fact that we're not going to eat five donuts each. Most of the time I bring them in, no one even touches them. So it's like, okay, we can all enjoy. It was a
gesture.
They're
usually sweaty.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah. They've had to travel all the way across
yeah.
state lines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you believe my proper etiquette would be in the situation, though?
Of what? The donuts?
Nah, I'm going back to the sandwiches.
Going back to sandwiches?
Did you yeah. make a mistake?
I don't think I made a mistake. I got to double down on this, you guys.
Man.
I have to double down, sandwich style.
See, to me, the
because
etiquette
I,
is...
Because I was like, oh, I bet these sandwiches are for everyone. Now, I hedged. I will confess to hedging. And that's why I put the two sandwiches back.
Because you knew it was wrong.
You knew it was wrong.
Because I didn't know it was wrong, but I thought there was a chance.
And like I said earlier,
okay, Trump.
The playing field is level when the sandwiches are set out and it's like, hey guys, lunch is ready. Come and get it. But you got in there first. Do you think you're a little wrong for cutting in front of the entire office and getting it first?
She raises a good point.
No!
Why do you think that's okay for you to do, but like, if everyone did that, then there would be no point to setting the sandwiches out?
Maybe there's not. I don't know. This is, see, this is
He
the
was
thing.
Hungry. In the moment, like,
this
hunger takes over
this
your,
is the thing.
Your everything.
The
right?
argument that you're looking at, dozens of identical sandwiches, and that someone would cut in line to rob someone else of the chance to pick out their sandwich first.
No, it's not dozens of identical ones.
Absurd.
You admitted that four was too much and you needed to put two back because there was
you're
a limited
worried.
Amount of Italian sandwiches.
There was a chance.
But they were identical. The sandwiches were identical.
but you still cut in line to get, like, you got in there before it was time to do it. You get what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying. I just don't think it matters.
Were you there when the other sandwiches were compromised?
No. I was not. We have no idea. Whoever did that was gone.
When we got there,
the sandwiches were out of the fridge, on the counter, opened completely.
Yeah.
So that was the situation that we were looking at.
This is accurate.
That is as free sandwich as it gets.
I think the only person that was really hurt in this was GSM Patty.
And I do feel bad about that.
Who really wanted to commence the breaking of bread.
Yeah.
And you took that from her.
I did not take that from her. Someone else took that from her. And I would like to know who it was. I support.
Oh, my gosh. I'm actually getting mad.
I support watching the footage. You guys said you want to watch the footage.
You should be Trump's spokesperson.
He's doing exactly what Hank said.
He did the same thing as what the first person did. Exactly. He's like, from I Think You Should Leave, he's like wearing the hot dog suit. Like, we all want to know who did this.
Dude, I'm dying to know.
It's you.
I'm dying to know who got me in all this trouble. It was whoever got into those sandwiches first. Ripping into the bag like a beast and flipping the lids.
I'll have them pull the tapes.
That's what we'll do.
I can't wait.
And we will publish it? Those tapes.
What if it was Rachel?
It 100% yeah, was not.
No chance.
I would love to know what people Jacuzzi. On the stream think. You guys are our jury. You let us know what you think. Thank you. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, Charles.
Guys, DGS on KMOX. Devin Evans, cool name, says, I can't with Andrew. And Doug Jackson says, Andrew's innocent. The deciding factor was they were out of the refrigerator, on the counter, open, case closed.
Juror number one.
Not in this facility, it's not
juror
true.
Juror number one.
And I get it. Doug doesn't know the difference between the little secure kitchen and the big kitchen.
Juror, would you please, Foreman, would you please render your verdict?
Guilty.
He said case closed.
Who?
Doug.
Yeah, and Andrew went in and favorited the comment. It's like, dude.
That's jury tampering.
Yeah.
You can't tamper with the jury.
Yeah, he's already playing games.
I do get what Doug's saying, but like Wheels mentioned, there is
context.
Yeah, it's context, and of working here, that is not the spot where you know it's free food.
That's not the
everyone.
Free food every area. Correct. Yeah, that's the area where they put the food when they don't want people to take stuff.
Counterpoint. First of all, no, never. That's been the case. I don't know where you're getting that from. Counterpoint. Anywhere is the spot with free food if there's free food in it.
No.
Which there was.
No.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, no one has asked you, Wheels, why didn't you take a sandwich?
Mostly because I didn't think they were for everyone. And
that
also,
is not true.
Also, I wanted the leftover Rosalitas more.
Yeah, that's what you said at the time.
No, that's the truth. That's the truth. But also, I didn't know for sure that they were free. And if I don't know for sure, see, that's my rule. If I don't know for sure, I'm going to let it sit there.
Let it simmer.
Probably seems like a crazy rule to you.
If I don't know it's free, I'm going to let it be.
This must be what it's like.
That's how I'm going
to
be.
Railroaded into confessing to a crime you didn't commit.
It's a witch hunt.
It's a witch hunt.
A sandwich hunt.
The most persecuted producer in KMOX history.
Yes. I'm going to start making tweets like, your favorite producer, parentheses me.
Yeah, that's funny. My goodness. How did all that happen?
I'm just still a little mystified why Andrew is on his moral high ground about the initial person who got into the bag of sandwiches and ripped it open. They're awful.
Because
coming in after the fact is totally fine.
I fully believe that. I fully believe that what that person did was wrong. Because look, they're the reason that I'm in this mess. They did that to me.
The best analogy is January 6th.
Yeah.
You weren't the one that broke down the door, but you definitely went in for a little look-see.
Stormed that Capitol.
I'll go in for a look-see.
And then you took four pieces of memorabilia and thought, this could be wrong. I'm putting two back.
And then I slung Nancy Pelosi's coat over
you
my
headed
back.
Out.
Yeah, he said, I'm going to put the podium home. Down, but I'm taking the coat.
You didn't even enjoy Nancy Pelosi's podium. You didn't even like the sandwiches.
And then I got it home, and I was like, this podium does not fit in my house at all.
Yeah.
It's about
throw
right.
This in the trash.
It's about right.
Cause you know it don't matter anyway. Welcome back, guys. DGS on 104.1 FM KMOX. Well, at least someone has some sense to them. he'll probably get in trouble for it. Marco Rubio was just giving a press conference on Haiti and was asked a question about Signalgate and said that obviously someone made a very big mistake.
There you go.
Okay. Caroline Leavitt, I was just furious watching her, as I always am, just the gaslighter in chief. And look, not everything the Trump administration does is wrong.
No.
Not everything the Biden administration did was right. But right is right. Wrong is wrong. Gaslighting is gaslighting. And she was saying that it's insincere outrage. Well, Caroline, I'm outraged. The only people that matter are not Caitlin Collins and Peter Gallagher. We matter. We are your boss. You all just forget that. There are 330 million of us and maybe 1,000 of you. And I am truly outraged. I wasn't outraged by the mistake. I was disappointed. I think that's foreseeable when you hire an alcoholic weekend anchor on Fox to run the biggest organization in the world. But I wasn't outraged. I am outraged about the lies. That pisses me off because that puts us in danger and you are treating us like we're fools. They also, the first thing she did was blame Biden for about 5 minutes. This has nothing to do with Biden.
Nope.
You want to talk about how Biden failed the country militarily? We can do that.
Sure.
You want to talk about the humiliating withdrawal from Afghanistan? I'm with you.
100%.
You want to talk about how he didn't handle the Houthis? Okay.
Yep.
Fair enough. But that had nothing to do with this.
No.
He's out watching Gunsmoke and soaking his feet. So don't talk to me about Joe Biden. And then she talked about how the only thing that matters is the outcome. And the outcome was good. Well, you are a fool. If you, I'm going to say lived this many years on life, she's only 27, that if you really think that outcome is the only thing that matters, it does. The process doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how you get to somewhere. It only matters how it turns out. That is absolutely not true.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's ridiculous. And once they said that it wasn't classified, Goldberg, the journalist, said, okay, well, here it is. Here are the texts. And now they're out there. And how terrible does Tulsi Gabbard look? Yesterday when she couldn't remember anything.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a lawyer. I can tell you how that works. That's what you say so you don't commit perjury. But you still look like a sub-intelligent person when you don't remember something as big as this from just a couple of weeks ago. And she was saying like, oh, I don't remember any sort of weapons. Oh, how about an F-18? How about Tomahawks? I don't remember anything specific on time. Oh, what about 1:15 p.m.? You know, it's just it is what it looks like. If it looks like a duck and quacks like a duck, and it's just an absolute miss. I not only would I not be talking about this right now, no one would be talking about this right now. And if they were, then you know that they are being insincere, partisan, liberal hacks. If you just came out on day one and said what Marco Rubio just said, obviously a big mistake was made. We're going to change the processes. We're going to learn from this and it won't happen again. Okay. Okay. Everyone makes mistakes. I've made 10 mistakes today. We all make mistakes. Not that big, but we do. But it's how you handle them afterwards. Thoughts? I just had to get that out of my face.
It looks like it was specifically Michael Waltz. Reading the texts, it says that Michael Waltz was the person who added him to the group.
And then I said nice thing about Waltz yesterday. I take them back.
Yeah.
Because he went on a tour last night talking about how Goldberg was, and I'm quoting, a loser scum and who probably deliberately put himself into the chat. Okay.
How?
One more thing, Rach. If your secure chat talking about an attack in the Middle East can be so easily infiltrated, maybe that's a mistake too.
Mm.
Yeah. Am I the only one who's wondering who Jeffrey Goldberg was supposed to be on the chat?
Mm-hmm. I had that same thought.
Like, you would think someone would notice, hey, we have 18 members here, but only 17 members that normally talk about this. Or JG, who is that supposed to be who Jeffrey was added in place of? You got to double check these things. I wouldn't describe myself as outraged. I'm used to this kind of stuff from this administration, but it is completely, it's indefensible. There's no way to go like, here's why it was okay, guys. And yet they're still making that effort to be like, it was fine, but it's Jeffrey Goldberg's fault that we added him and he tattled on us and he should have just kept his mouth shut. Well, he's a journalist. I mean, that's kind of what you have to deal with when you add him to the group chat.
And saying things about Biden. I think Tashara Jones has been a bad mayor, and I think she's going to lose. And if Kara Spencer wins and takes over, and in 2 months Kara Spencer does something really stupid, it's not Tashara Jones' fault.
That's right. And if she blames Tashara, we will call her out.
We will call her out. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. This stuff that you're seeing from all of them now, this coordinated fight back, this is what this is the definition of bullying and the definition of cowardice. These people will not put themselves on an equal footing with someone asking them questions. Mm-hmm. They will only go on friendly outlets. And don't get me wrong, that happens with Democrats too, yeah. And I hate it. But if you notice, when someone's got their ass in a ringer, when they will only go on with people that will kiss that ass, and they will never put themselves in a room against somebody that can actually ask them legitimate questions and will be allowed to follow up freely. They will only go into a position where they can say, I'm not talking about that. I think that person's an idiot. And they're not going to be challenged by Jesse Waters because Jesse wants to be their friend. Just like if you go on MSNBC and you're a friend of Rachel Maddow, she's not going to grill you. Like, that's why they go on where they do. And when you see that behavior, look at it for what it is. It's fear. They do not want to be questioned by someone that has the skills to do it or the desire to do it. Because they know they screwed up. They just want to go somewhere where someone's going to kiss their butt and protect them. That's what they're doing. And if you recognize that, if you're only going to go where people are going to cover for you, that tells us what you think about what you did. You know you screwed up. I don't know. Maybe I'm more bold than other people. But my thought on any of these things, politics, sports, whatever, anywhere, any place, anytime. If you have questions for me about anything that I'm supposed to know, anywhere, any place, anytime, let's go. I don't need to be protected. I don't need softball questions. And if I can't handle it, I don't deserve the position that I'm in.
I agree. Yeah, then she, in the middle of all this stuff, really important things, she gives a shout out to Dave Portnoy.
I think he had, I didn't watch his video, but I did see on Twitter earlier that he posted about it. And I think he, if I'm not mistaken, he was being critical of the administration's response to this. Because just by the replies I saw, people were like, oh, come on, Dave, you know it wasn't classified. It wasn't a big deal. So I don't know if she was being asked about it. But it's like, why do you feel the need to be like, I have the utmost respect for Mr. Dave Portnoy. Like, who cares? He's the barstool guy.
No kidding.
Who cares?
I mean, he's a successful businessman, but come on.
Because he is one of the conduits to their people.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, you knew that before I said it, but that's it. They only care about their people, which now I'm getting kind of pie in the sky. Because I know the Democrats have a way of doing things. Republicans have a way of doing things. Libertarians, yeah. Green Party, I get it. You have an agenda. You think you have a mandate. But the one thing I do know about the country that I live in today, hasn't always been this way, is it's a 50-50 country. You know, I just think that it's one thing to say, hey, Democrats, we won and we're going to implement our policies and you're just going to have to deal with it. Fair. It's another to treat half the country like they're losers and scum, quoting.
Right.
That's not okay.
When that person didn't do anything this position.
It's an American
citizen. They were placed
citizen.
In the position.
It's an American citizen.
Yeah.
Don't call an American citizen a loser and a scum because you're a dumbass. Put them on a tech stream.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. And by the way, if you're in that position, you probably shouldn't be calling names like that anyway.
No.
You know, if you're Joe Sports Guy or you're Dave Portnoy on Barstool and you want to get into it, go ahead. But I always thought like the Secretary of Defense, the President, Senators, Congress people were supposed to be the ones that were the grown-ups.
Yes.
And not in the mudslinging schoolyard name-calling nonsense. But obviously that changed quite a bit here in the last 5-6 years.
Yep. I agree. Okay. Glad I got that off my chest. Thank you. Welcome back, guys. DGS 148. So we have an update on Sandwichgate. Charles has checked out the tape, and we have 3 people who entered.
Wait, suspects.
Suspects. Probable criminals.
Likely guilty.
All over but the crying. 3 people who entered the kitchen and who could have taken the sandwiches out and left them for innocent Andrew to walk by and steal.
Mm.
The three people are Mark Cox.
Oh.
Kim St. Ange.
Oh.
And this one hurts me. Amy Mark scores.
Oh.
Dun, 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 dun.
This is unbelievable. I'm literally shocked.
Andrew is bouncing in his
seat.
The
web we weave.
I am literally stunned. I'm stunned. I'm shocked. I'm disappointed.
Let's just go ahead and call it now that it's Amy.
It has to be Amy.
I'm having a really hard time picturing Amy like ripping open, like getting into the fridge, getting the bag out, ripping it open, and getting the sandwiches out.
I was wondering, yeah, we got to figure out what order they went in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because Amy might be in the Andrew boat.
Perhaps.
Where she went over there and saw that things were open.
Could be.
And when we think about the timing, Amy's on the air during that time doing the Chris and Amy show where Mark and Kim are leaving for the day not too long after that, right? Because they're done.
But mm-hmm. that also doesn't really make sense to me. If they are on their way out, it seems very strange to me to dig into...
Take a sandwich home with them.
Yeah. But we also don't know... What we don't know is what time all of this happened, right?
Like, I think we do.
Were the sandwiches... Because we went up there at about 11, right? So they were out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they were out at about 11. So, you know, were the sandwiches dug into at 8 a.m.? Were they dug into at 9 a.m.? All we know is it was before 11.
Okay. Putting on my thinking cap.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going to steal something, I'm going to put it back. Right? Like
okay.
if there are sandwiches in the fridge and I pull them out and I take them, I'm not leaving them out.
Yeah, you're going to recover them and you're going to put them back in the fridge.
Yes.
It almost seems like someone who is in charge of the sandwiches went and got them out and then walked away and then someone...
Oh, that could be. Because, so somebody didn't dig them out of the fridge. They saw them wrapped and sealed and was like, I'm just going to break into these.
I'm having a hard time with someone like taking it out of the fridge and then digging into the closed bag of sandwiches.
You know why you're having a hard time?
Why is that?
Because you're innocent.
It's a disgusting crime. And you don't want to think that your friends did it. But there are only a couple people who had the authority to take the sandwiches out.
Correct.
Charles and Patty.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Charles, it wasn't Charles. I don't think it was Patty. Because she would have probably said, oh, I put them out there.
Unless they were like, oh, you know, Trisha, will you go get those out of the fridge? I don't know.
It just feels
there's a bunch of people who could have maybe put them on the counter for a second. You know
what
I'm saying?
But it feels like if that were the case, kind of like, I'm kind of with Dave here, that if that were the case, Patty probably would have said something at the time, right? Like, I knew I shouldn't have set these out. These maniacs ripped into them.
What if it was Patty?
She would notice the crime.
That'd
done
be a,
the, done
a
the
real
time.
M. Night Shyamalan kind of thing, wouldn't it?
This would be the twist of the century.
Have you guys seen this crazy KFC ad?
Oh my gosh, hold on. Charles just answered me. He said he believes the theft could have happened as early as 5 a.m.
Well then.
Well.
That blows this case wide open.
Well, I think it centers us in on a couple of suspects.
Yeah.
Who might happen to be in the building around 5 a.m.
I mean, Amy's not here at 5 a.m.
Now, that said, I don't know if there's a camera in that room.
Right.
Could be just seeing them walking the halls because they could have just gotten Rosalita's.
I think the nearest camera is probably, if because we don't have a solid suspect yet, I think the nearest camera is going to be at the front desk. So you're looking for anybody who's going in that direction at pre-11 a.m.
I just got a text. I don't like it all.
Who's it from?
Guess.
Amy?
Trish.
Trish?
Did you remind everyone how you stole Becky's cake during these conversations?
I was going to bring up the pumpkin bread. I mean, it is a little rich that we're going in so hard on Andrew and Dave did straight up steal the pumpkin bread.
I'll just ask you one question. Where was the pumpkin bread?
It was on the counter.
It was
the kitchen
public area.
Counter.
It was on the free counter.
Yeah.
No, that's
really
was. That was a quick case.
Yep. That's true.
And I admitted to it.
Yeah.
You did. You did. And you did admit that it was wrong.
Yes.
And replaced it, right?
And replaced it.
And you replaced it forthwith.
I bring her an apple cake every week. And have been for a year and a half.
It's in his contract.
Such is the debt.
I only get paid an apple cake. Bonus on pumpkin cakes.
She hands you an apple cake and she cuts off a slice for herself, like, and one for me.
Okay, the KFC commercial.
Oh my gosh, have you guys seen this?
I don't think I have.
So this is going to mean very little to anyone who hasn't seen it, but Google it. People are calling it Kentucky Fried Cannibal because in this weird ad, television ad, a guy's in the jungle, sees a chicken, is confronted by a cult who takes him and dips him in a gravy pond, holds him under until he stops breathing. You can see the bubble stop.
What?
Yes. And then they pull him out, and he's a chicken leg, and they eat him.
Hmm.
It's very bizarre.
Somebody got an acid trip when they wrote that?
Did you see this? Have you seen this one, Rach?
I did. Okay. And it was super weird. And I thought, who was in charge? It was some company called like Happy or something. I think it's a different company than usually does KFC's advertising. Some experimental like digital collab they did. But it was very, very odd. And it just made me wonder, like, who is going to watch this and go, ah, you know what
can
I want?
Give me some chicken.
I want some KFC now.
Yep. Trisha's saying, I only admitted it because I was on tape.
They did check the tapes. Hey,
that doesn't invalidate an admission, though.
I think my admission came before the tape. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, because I think she saw the tape because we wanted to see how funny it was, and it was very funny.
It was pretty funny.
You like just walked by it. Like, you didn't even stop walking. You just walked by and snatched it.
Well, what's funny about it is there are two sides to the kitchen, the counter. One is where the food goes, and the other is where you put like books and things that we don't want, you know, like koozies or what have you. And so it was on that side, like, hey, we don't want this. Just take it. And it was a morning. It was the morning of like Thanksgiving, I think, which I didn't put together. And I came in, then I had to go to an appointment. I'm like, oh, look at that, an apple cake.
I thought it was a pumpkin bread.
It was like a
beautiful ornate bread.
Okay, it wasn't that great.
It was gorgeous, right?
No, it was.
I never even saw it.
It was just stunning, you know. It was like someone obviously put a lot of thought and care into that.
And then I kept it, and then I spray painted it gold, and I put it out in this breezeway room I have, and either a raccoon or a neighbor broke in and tried to eat it, and it was just like all over the place.
That was me, sorry.
I thought it was for everybody.
It was out on the counter.
This golden bread's for everyone.
Finally, a trophy bread.